Weil es nervt. Bands nerven, andere Menschen nerven, Kompromisse nerven, die Menschen nerven. Es ist irgendwie anstrengend. Alleine ist schön.
Bands bug me. Other people bug me. Compromises bug me. That's such a pain. Alone is nice. That was DJ Kotze, the misanthrope, who's not into being in a band anymore. And he's clearly not the only one. There are ever fewer bands on the German singles charts. Solo acts are clearly the in thing. And that trend is conspicuous in this edition of the Popcast, as always, a Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2 co-production. Four of the five great new Made in Germany albums featured on this month's lineup are solo projects. And no one makes the case for going it alone with as much verve and conviction as Stefan Gotzala, alias DJ Kotze, who most definitely doesn't want any part in a youth movement anymore, let alone playing in a band.
Wenn man jung und ungestüm ist, dann ist es geiler, sich so zu formieren und dann ist man...
Sure, when you're young and impulsive, maybe it's cool to form up. Then you're sort of a cool gang cruising into town. We're the cool dudes. But that wears thin pretty fast. And at some point you realize the other two or three cool dudes are just getting on your nerves. Sometimes I also get the feeling that cascading brains make for less, not more. Because if everyone went off and did their own thing without having to compromise, they might do much cooler things. And the older you get, the more everything gets on your nerves. Social stress, social contacts get on your nerves. By yourself, that's when you can draw on your own resources deep inside, by lying still in bed, for example. Then everything you need for art surfaces. So I'm a big fan of solitude, addicted to social distancing, you might say.
Distanzsüchtig, kann man sagen. Ich bin distanzsüchtig.
Back in the 1990s, Stefan Kotzala was still part of the Hamburg rap crew Fish Mob and later joined International Pony. But he has always liked going solo too, and now we know why. Under the handle of Adolf Noyes, his somewhat quirkier electronic alter ego, or DJ Kotze, our favourite producer, who can make us so happy with his wonderfully convoluted compositions. With his very idiosyncratic and ever-surprising mix of house, techno and psychedelica. His new album, Music Can Hear Us, is just out. Here's DJ Kotze with the Düsseldorf Düsterboys performing the song Wie schön du bist, or How Beautiful You Are.
In deiner Begleitung. werden wir sehen, wenn der Frühling den Schnee von der Stelle weht.
DJ Kotze's new album is bittersweet and very chill pop music. The title is Music Can Hear Us, and not the other way around. It's not people reacting to the music here, but the music hearing us. DJ Kotze explained to our Zündfunk colleague Anne-Kathrin Mittelstraß exactly how this works.
Yeah, sie ist ein Spiegel unserer Emotionen. Sie hört die Tiefen.
It mirrors our emotions. It hears the depths of our hearts and reacts to them. Always with a slight delay. Stuff happens. And 3 months later, music processing that stuff comes out. I really believe in this. Music Can Hear Us is a statement in our doom-laden age. The joy of knowing there may be someone or something out there that hears us and understands us, our worries and our fears, our hopes and our pain.
Unsere Sorgen, unsere Ängste, unsere Hoffnung, unseren Schmerz.
Music Can Hear Us is an album featuring plenty of terrific guests, including known entities like the Düsseldorf Disterboys, Sophia Kennedy and Sophia Kurtesis, the Austrian singer Soap and Skin, and Markus Acher of the No Twist, as well as the exotic vocals of an Ainu group called Marevref. The Ainu are the indigenous people of northern Japan.
Yeah, so es ist ja zum großen Teil mein Freundeskreis.
It's mostly my circle of friends, soulmates, with Ada and Sophia and Markus too, though he's not really a friend yet, but he's bound to become one soon. And some are voices that fascinate me, or artists I think are terrific. Damon Albarn. I'd say I'm crazy about Damon Albarn. Crazy about cats too. Somehow everything worked out for all these beautiful voices to be on my record.
Schön Stimmen jetzt auf meiner Platte sein können.
So DJ Kotze loves cats, those marvellously unpredictable creatures. His music is similarly unpredictable, always good for a surprise. A jarring sample here, a weird change of tempo and a wild arrangement there. And always with the elegance of a cat softly springing from the sofa onto the turntable. DJ Kotze tells us how the collaboration with Damon Albarn came about.
Ich habe ja mal für die Gorillas, ich glaube,
I once did a remix of a Gorillas song in 2019, I think. And whilst working on the remix, I asked him if he could possibly sing on one of my songs, if the song was right for him, if it resonated with him. And then, in a sort of slow cooking process, the idea sort of swung back and forth for a few years, and this is what's come out of it now.
Ja, und dann ist das jetzt dabei rausgekommen.
Music Can Hear Us is a very, very laid-back, psychedelic album. None of these songs is club material, or if any are, then for after hours. Well, that's not entirely true. The tempo does pick up on a number called Die Gondel, featuring Sophia Kennedy, as the beats gallop away towards the dance floor. And once we're sitting in the bush taxi, as DJ Kotze calls another of his songs, there's no stopping us anyhow. Then he propels us unrelentingly across the galaxy with his cosmic beats. He calls this regional organic space tourism. It's like a roller coaster that derails and then flies off into space, past some small planets, to where some Japanese women singers are standing. Damon Albarn is standing there too, with a joint in his mouth. Ada and Sophia, arm in arm, still awake from another planet. And then you go round in circles waving. Someone throws a cassette over. Then a cassette comes flying back. And then some weird aliens whiz by. Sun Ra greets you from Saturn. And then, at some point, you come back down and think to yourself, why? Why travel?
Denkt man ja. Warum verreisen?
A 64-minute trip across the galaxy and back again, set to the fabulously bizarre soundtrack of DJ Kotze's new album. Let's stick to solo albums for the Berlin-based Australian artist Eilis Frawley. She's a classically trained percussionist, so she usually plays in a band. She's played drums for Laura Lee and the Jets, Party Fears, and I Drew Blank, among others. Frawley is currently active in her own bands, Karadelic and Restless. But she now has come out with a solo album, Fall Forward, a spoken word album, because, unfortunately, as she admits, she can't sing.
Once used to describe only women of a high social class or status, the word lady is a term of respect for a girl or woman. The female equivalent of lord may now refer to any woman. A woman who is refined, polite, well-spoken. A woman of high social position or economical class. A man's wife, a female lover or sweetheart, yet sometimes euphemistic or a little condescending.
Be a lady. Wear a dress. Love a man.
Garden grow. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Jill was then forgotten and is quite probably still tumbling down that hill. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. We gave her shift not providing, but didn't see the crack she'd fallen through. It's not ladylike. Don't sit like that. Cross your legs. Act more like women. Don't sit like that. You want to be appealing. Stand taller. Don't speak up. It's not ladylike. Be nice. Smile. Cover up. Speak when you're spoken to. Don't swear. Don't be a loudmouth. Confine yourself. Don't get drunk. Confine yourself. Behave. Don't raise your voice. Sit straight. Deflect your eyes. Never say you're mine. For God's sake, dress properly. Be a lady, wear a dress, love a man.
Be a lady, wear a dress, love a man. Be a lady, wear a dress, be a lady, wear a dress, be as pretty as a princess,
the perfect waist and hip ratio.
You look so gay. Be a lady, wear a dress.
Be a Lady is a song about sexist stereotypes that still persist in our language and society. Above all, it's about the problematic, often offensive use of gendered language, which is still a big problem in Germany, says Eilis Frawley. Feminism still has a long way to go here.
It's definitely the place of mansplaining. I think there's so many cis men here who are not in my field or do not have my job or my expertise or my skill set, my knowledge or my experiences, who really get a kick out of trying to tell me how it is. This is something that is inherently sexist. There's also a large group of cis men who really appreciate giving backhanded compliments, and I think they don't give that to other men. I think that's also a gendered problem.
But Eilis Frawley also addresses issues like mental health in the music industry and social anxieties in the post-COVID era. Her mostly critical feminist lyrics are juxtaposed with a nimble mix of indie pop, jazz, krautrock and synth. In a word, heavy matters on light beats. Eilis Frawley made the album with fellow Australian Kat Frankie.
Kat played a huge role in my album as a co-producer and also as a mentor for me over the last years. When I wrote Kat an email, I was totally shocked she even responded and that she knew who I was. I was starstruck. And then we met for a coffee and we got along very well. And then we spent a lot of time developing ideas and skills and demos. And then we went on to record the album together. And she was with me the whole way. She also did a lot of the backing vocals. And Kat's, she's unbelievably creative and she has a huge skill set. So I was extremely grateful to have had the chance to work with her on this and to gain some of those skills and to see how she works. It was really, yeah, one of the greatest experiences I've had as a musician.
That was Eilis Frawley on her collaboration with Kat Frankie, who was recently featured here on the podcast as well, with her project called Bodies, an 8-woman choir in Berlin, whose album and concerts are all the rage lately. Albertina Sages is a member of that spectacular a cappella ensemble, Bodies. But she also makes marvellous records on her own. Her latest brainchild is called Girl Missing.
One of our girls has gone missing. I see that she doesn't want to explain it to me. I buy a day ticket, take the bus through the city, feel like my life had no point or aim. I tell myself it's okay. I stop by the old coffee shop, always makes me think of how she talks and everything sings. Someone tell me quick, where to put my love? Where to put my love? It's dark
else has gone missing. I see that she doesn't want to explain. I buy a day ticket, take the bus through the city, feel like my life had no point or aim. Taking the sharp little kick when my teeth hit the iced coffee. I still feel every sharp little kick of when she took her eyes off me.
That was Girl Missing by Albertina Sagas, who was just recently standing on stage with Cat Frankie's Bodies. Sagas has also worked as a live and studio musician for Stella Sommer, Tristan Brusch, Christiane Rösinger and Holly Handen. And her Italo-pop duo Itaca were a big hit in Italy. Girl Missing is the second solo album by this busy Berlin multi-instrumentalist. Like her first one, it's out on the London-based Moshi Moshi label, which has also released acts like Hot Chip, Florence and the Machine, and Disclosure. The album is about a very close friend who suddenly, without warning, ghosted her and cut her out of her life. In a Taz interview, Albertina Sagas bemoaned the demise of friendship in our day and age.
In our society, people hardly have time to attend to their private lives. A sort of loneliness pandemic is spreading because we don't have stable social networks outside our families anymore. And friendships are in many respects underappreciated, partly because we're never told how important they are. Western society tends to view friendship as juvenile behaviour, as in, ah, those were the days when we used to paint the town red together.
Albertina Sagas makes a case for fighting the loneliness pandemic by taking more time out to work on our friendships, which is why she made the album Girl Missing. It also helped her process the loss of a friend. Sagas spent 3 years of time, energy and creativity on the album, which hasn't stopped her beginning work on her next solo album. After three solo acts, let's turn to the token band on today's podcast, Cement, from the towns of Fürth and Lohr am Main in Bavaria.
I need a change from here to there and you don't know what. It's like to be me, feeling free. Am I feeling free to be constantly changing? Station, oh yeah.
That was Station to Station, a tune by the band Zement. This former neo-krautrock duo have broadened their musical range tremendously on their fourth album to date. It's called Passagen, or Passages, and it's the first album of theirs to feature jazz saxophone and vocals. It's also the first to incorporate Christian Bödel and Philipp Hager's partiality to the New York dance floor meets post-punk sound of the noughties. In other words, acts like LCD Sound System. This penchant is most conspicuous on Station to Station, a bona fide indie disco banger with amazing pop appeal. All I want to do is get from here to another station, they sing. And Zement are clearly on the go, looking for exciting new sounds, maybe even a new identity. Philipp Hager explains.
Die Sache mit dem Gesang war schon eine sehr bewusste Entscheidung, um einfach auch den Fokus auf
Inhalt. Adding vocals was a very deliberate decision to simply focus on content. I've been listening to this noughties sound a lot since the last album, and it was an inspiration for the new one. For a song like Station to Station, for instance, the sound we went into the studio with was a bit different at first. It developed only bit by bit, as all the percussion elements were added. So we were eventually like, wow, crazy. This really sounds like New York in 2005. Not only have Zement drawn inspiration from other exciting acts, but the album title Passagen, or Passages, has an interesting backstory too. The duo are alluding here to philosopher Walter Benjamin's unfinished project Passagenwerk, revolving around the arcades or Passage of Paris. The album became more or less a concept album. Without being too specific, it tells the story of someone who sets out to find a new life for themselves and maybe for others too. Maybe even a new utopia. So what Walter Benjamin does in Passagenwerk was something of an inspiration, also perhaps in regard to the political developments we're up against these days. Another big influence was the English cultural theorist Mark Fisher, who has unfortunately passed away. I found his books very inspiring, his blog and his essays too. Their subject matter, their ideas, influenced the way I went about writing the lyrics. Let's wind down our April podcast with another solo artist, Chris Immler, the grand seigneur of the Berlin underground. Immler has played drums for countless bands and projects. He has toured with Die Türen, Schatt, Der Mann and Jens Friebe, among others. But he keeps returning to solo projects too. His new album bears the despairing title The Internet Will Break My Heart, which Immler explained to us.
Inhaltlich ist es so, dass Internet einfach rumlag und schon wahnsinnig lange auf die Nerven geht und
The Internet is an issue that's been lying around and getting under people's skin for such an awfully long time. And it was clear that it would become increasingly salient with each passing day. But I didn't realize it would escalate to such an extent. The Internet Will Break My Heart, as the title track, is also about cuteness and phoniness. We're all hooked on the Internet, that goes without saying. Like any good addiction, you hate it, but you're on it all the same. I couldn't go to the loo anymore without my phone. I used to read books. Now I watch sharks jumping onto boats for a whole hour. We put ourselves in the clutches of private companies whose only aim is to turn a profit, and we made our private lives available to them, the last resource that has yet to be mined. And we assume it's all for free, which is, of course, a misconception. And the algorithms that now control us aren't designed to bring out the best in us either.
Und die Algorithmen, die uns mittlerweile bestimmen, sind natürlich auch nicht dafür da, das Gute aus uns herauszulocken.
Some of the songs on The Internet Will Break My Heart charmingly quote old hits by the likes of the Beatles, Salt and Pepper and Pat Benatar. Though Immler turns them into really grim, even downright dystopian electro-post-punk songs, the master of good, bad-tempered pop music is particularly bad-tempered this time around, but never forsakes the definitive, cool groove we love him so much for. If you want to dance to it, says Chris Immler, that's a good sign. Dance being a metaphor for sex, voodoo, hypnosis, all that stuff that interests me. And if you're interested in new music made in Germany, we recommend tuning in for the May podcast to be put together and penned by Ralf Summer. Meantime, this is Dangling Dave Creedon signing off on Angie Portman's Spring Popcast. Keep listening to good podcasts, but don't let the internet break your heart.
Ich umarme fremde Leute. Ich verliere meine Freunde. Ich erkenne sie nicht mehr wieder. Ich höre 100.000 Lieder. Break my heart.